Well, we're back at J.E. Wumble's and Wumble and Sons in Lillington with a WPTF Weekend Gardener. And I'm Mike Raley, Rufus Edmondson, former Secretary of State and Attorney General and Deputy Chief Counsel in the Senate Watergate Committee, and Secretary General of Gardening, and all-around good guy, is and Sanger. He's Sanger. is here, and Phil Campbell. Phil, you haven't you were displaced today by two wonderful, three people. Three wonderful people.
That's great.
I'm sorry about that.
They
took your chair.
Right.
I mean, I begged for a rocking chair. One of those pretty rocking chairs. They made out of cedar.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Out front.
Yes.
Wow.
No, Bobby can come in and take my place anytime.
Yeah. They're good folks.
Yeah.
So we've got William, long-suffering William, has been waiting. I am so sorry, William. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I knew it was William, the air traffic controller.
Good morning. I want to start off saying I'm not a politician. I just want to get that out there.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, would you like to be?
What's wrong with that, William?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't think I will get on that radio right now.
I thought you were a public servant.
I'm a public servant, right? Right.
Yeah, I am.
So
I am a public
that's right.
Servant.
We have another politician and another great person right behind you. So Representative Abe Jones, if he's still hanging on.
Oh, is Abe around? That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. He out for his morning walk, I guess. So, how's everything at Beaufort?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's hot. It's very hot.
I know.
Been very rainy. We've had thunderstorms for about a week now.
I've been down on the coast earlier in the week. A lot of storms around. We're having them around here too. How is your? You don't have centipedes. You've got
zoysia.
Yeah,
you got zoysia.
The zoysia's done better now. I had to cut out a 20x20 patch where either the nematodes or the fungus killed it, and I resodded it. And the rest, I just put about 30 bags of black cow on the yard. It seems to be doing better.
Yeah. Your other plants, are they got any black mold or anything on them? Or I know it's very humid down there.
I've been keeping the fungicide on those, so it's been keeping them at bay. But it's just I've been keeping the fungicide companies in business, let me tell you that. We've been going through the fungicide to put on it. I wanted to ask you about your trip. What part of Norway did you go, or what cruise line?
Well, we went Viking. We've been on three cruises, 3 years in a row in Viking.
Yeah.
It's for old folks. It's very quiet.
Viking's nice. Viking's
the only thing I didn't have was a valet.
Yeah.
They wait on your hand
Viking's
and foot.
The way to go. Yeah, they're one of the best. They do it best in the industry, I think.
So we flew into Amsterdam and didn't see a lot. We drove through Amsterdam going to the ship from the airport. But and I was a little groggy, so I didn't remember that very, very much. But I remember the going through across a bridge in the canal and everything that's so famous. In that all the pictures of Amsterdam, that's the picture you get. I remember that. And we were setting out for Skagen, Denmark, which is on the tip of westernmost tip of Denmark, and it's where the Baltic and the North Sea meet. And it's, so it must have been real high. That the we did not go there because of 50 knot winds and 12 foot waves and things like that. Unfortunately, we were very disappointed. So we went straight to Oslo, and we spent 3 days in Oslo. Oslo's nice, but it's and it's picturesque, but it doesn't. It's not very mountainous. I was going there for the mountain scenery. So we finally got to that, and it's really extraordinary, just extraordinary. The farther north you go in Norway, the prettier it is, and there's so many waterfalls, just extraordinary waterfalls. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I saw that from your pictures and everything.
Yeah.
I'll just want to call you one day and pick your brain, because we're going there in 2027. We're doing Australia next year and New Zealand, but 2027.
I don't think I could sit on a plane that long. I'd have to have a parachute and jump out at some point.
It's a 21-hour flight. That's the one thing I'm
thinking. Even in first class, I don't think I could take it.
Yeah.
But I envy you going there. I think I'd rather see New Zealand than Australia.
We're doing all of New Zealand, and then it ends in Australia, so we're staying only 2 days in Sydney.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a better deal. What time of year are you going to Norway?
Norway, we're in June. We're doing a biking.
I
have a travel business, so we're doing biking with that.
When you get back, everybody's going to ask you if you saw the Northern Lights, and I try to explain that it's light all the
time. Right.
Yeah, you have to go up there in the winter, and that I wish I had gone then. To see the Northern Lights and to see more. I did see some snow.
Yeah.
But the farther north, we were about 300 miles, I guess, from the Arctic Circle. So we did see some snow. And it was, I think the coldest it got was on the wind chill, like in the upper 30s one day. But it was very pleasant. The scenery, the people, and all of it. So, yeah, I'd highly recommend going there.
Oh yeah, it's just beautiful. I've seen the pictures. I was following you on your Facebook, seeing all your pictures that you posted and everything.
Well, I'm a journalist, so I feel like I should share my experience and pictures and describe where we are. So, I started doing that when we went to Israel, but that was really hard because I'm not a Bible scholar, and it's really hard. And there were so many places. We went everywhere. Every famous site, and it was because we were still in COVID, and there weren't that many people there, and we got to see everything. There were, it was usually there's crowds and lines, and we didn't have any of that, so it was extraordinary. It was a pilgrimage, a church pilgrimage, so it was quite different anyway.
That's
when I started doing that.
Well, I want to ask Rufus, that reoccurring nightmare you had, did he dream he graduated from state?
Yeah, did you end up graduating from state instead?
Well, now, William, I want you to know.
I know that's hurtful, but.
That I'm on the J.C. Rawson board. I want that. I think that gives me a cachet. And I like the new chancellor very much. I worked with Kevin when he was working at times in the legislature. So NC State is high on my book, but I just didn't want to graduate from there after I learned that I did not want to stick with cows and horses to become a veterinarian.
Right.
But sometimes I believe I made the wrong mistake because I
found...
Well,
you certainly have the intelligence.
In
the
later years, I realized that cows and horses don't randomly kick you and hate you like people do.
Right.
Most of them.
You kind of transitioned anyway. You went from politician to gardener, so.
Correct.
Yeah, but as a politician, you also move manure a lot, too, right?
Steve.
Well, Steve knows that the one thing that a manure manufacturer spreader won't do, they won't stand behind it.
Yeah.
They won't stand behind it, right. Exactly.
That's right.
They won't insure it.
That's good, Rufus.
I'll let you guys get on with your show. I just wanted to check in with you, and I'm going to pick your brain sometime during the week, Mike, about Norway.
All right, sir.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
Hey, yes,
you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've had all the good politicians this morning. We got Representative Abe Jones with us. I believe he's still there.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Well, you didn't freeze in place.
Have you finished your walk, or are you you're heading for another meeting?
I just finished my walk, and I've been listening to y'all the whole time. I heard all Bobby Efrick and the lady from the legislature does a youth program, which I participated in.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, there. Erica, yeah, yeah.
Erica, you know, yeah. Representative Penny.
Oh, yeah, he's one of my very, very favorite people. I was trying to get in to speak to him. He's just a solid, solid, wonderful man.
He is,
and,
that.
Yeah, we're on different sides of the aisle, but I don't even feel that with him. He's always just himself. That's Mr.
Yep.
Penny. He's a good guy. And good farmer, and always speaks. He's been down the legislature this past week, I guess, in committee meetings and doing things. And he was right about that.
He said he's a conferee. Conferee for the Ag. So.
Right, he's one of the conferees. And unfortunately, like he said, I think we're going to end up with just these mini budgets and not a whole budget, which means we're not going to keep up with the most recent numbers. Which is unfortunate. And
is that the first time that's happened?
Lord, no.
Yeah. No.
Right,
no.
Abe?
No, not the first.
I think it's more times it hasn't happened than have
in
my career.
Yeah.
Well,
it can happen.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. We're in tough times, but for that, I mean, you know, right now. Just,
are you going, Steve?
Can't get it all together, but... But I just want to call in and say I always enjoy you all's program. I always learn something. That's one thing important.
Well, we always learn something when you call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm in my fifth year, which is the first half of my third term. And
right.
I'm going to be running again. And I hope I get in again. But I always just call in to listen and learn.
Well, we appreciate it so much, Representative Jones.
Yes, indeed. And I know I enjoyed Bob Etheridge. I always enjoyed Rufus. I used to work for him at one point way back.
No, you worked with me.
Everybody worked for Rufus.
Oh, you know, I hearken back. I think that's the kindest, most decent, brightest bunch of people. You and Eddie Spees so many of those wonderful people that worked with me when I was Attorney General. People often ask me, what kind of your public life did you enjoy the most? And I always say, I enjoyed being Attorney General because of the quality of the people I had around me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You could really do some solid work as Attorney General.
Yeah, you could make decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't have to ask anybody about it and hold your finger up to the wind to see how
right.
the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And it was a much stronger office back then, though.
Oh, certainly.
It hadn't been stripped so much, and I wish the legislature would stop doing that, by the way.
Representative Jones, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's...
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to thank you for joining us. It's always... Call as often as you want to.
I will, and tell Rufus, let me know when the Children Club is going to meet again. I'd like to come.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into, Representative Jones.
Okay.
So you guys have a great day, and I just want to call and say that. And
you too.
You too as well.
About. Deal with the CIA and everything else,
man.
Representative Jones.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Ooh.
Bye. We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. We're at J.E. Womble and Sons in Lillington, and Miss Sue's with us. And Sue, did you know that if y'all don't have it, we don't need it?
That's true. That is so true.
Thank you.
Is that the first thing that was said to you when you were hired?
No, I hear that phrase every day. If a customer come in here, you don't have something, they say...
I bet.
They used the phrase, and I said, well, we'll order it for you.
Yeah, that's sure. Right.
There you go.
Well, you have any new I see some pottery over there. Where'd that pottery come from?
It's one of us. Taylor, Ray Jr.'s daughter's friend, brings it in. She lives in Raleigh.
Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so y'all import from Raleigh, huh?
Yes.
Is that
and,
right?
So it's really selling good. It's really beautiful pottery.
It is pretty. Mm-hmm. There's so many different colors, some pastels and some muted colors, too.
And we also have the barbecue prep tub.
I see that.
Now, tell us about that. What's involved with it?
Well, it's actually a cutting board, and you can put your whatever you're cooking in there and just take it straight to the grill.
Uh-huh.
You know, but with your sauces and stuff already on it, you don't have to mess up anything. And we had a turtle boxes also. These are waterproof.
I thought we were going out and catch turtles.
No, this is turtle box.
Oh.
Musical.
It's your radio.
Outdoor audio.
Oh, yes. I ought to know about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you pick up WPTF on it, or is it just a speaker?
I think it's a speaker. You can use it through your Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I can listen to PTF all the time.
Yes, you sure can. Yeah. And we've got new Carhartt coming in for the kids. We haven't gotten everything yet. We're still selling garden stuff to like the fall crops, people.
Are you growing any tomatoes? Do you have time to grow tomatoes?
I do. I got one bush, the little tiny tomato. Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, that's certainly the easiest to grow.
Yes.
That's foolproof.
Yes, and we have steel products. We've got the steel makes a zero turn mower now.
No kidding. Is that electric?
No, gas.
Gas? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, it's well built then.
Yes.
If they've got any deals going on at Steel?
The Steel sale just went off June 30th. They had some real good deals.
Oh, man.
Dadgummit.
They went off the 30th.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, we did have some pretty good sales, too, from the weed eaters to the blowers. Pretty much everything was on sale.
I see an ad. Is it true that you can generally buy the one standard battery and fit it in so many different steel products?
Yes, on some of the products, yes. I think it's an A20 or something above that, but the A10s, AK10s or something like that.
Yeah,
no,
mowers, chainsaw.
Yes.
Pole chainsaw, hedge climbers. Well, I say climbers?
Well, that's just a mountain version.
Yeah, so they had, you really missed the special, they had where you buy one battery and get another battery free.
Yeah.
Those batteries are like $2.99.
Yeah, we caught that one time when we were down here.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we now have the, what is it, Komodo Joe?
Oh,
yeah. Grills next door.
Oh, the Komodo stuff. Is that what you have on display out near the road?
No, those are, that's the Bobcat tractors.
Oh, okay.
This is a grill that's next to what's made.
Komodo. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. All right.
So,
I was getting it mixed up with another
implement. And we got our tire shop running really hard. We've got our small engine shop, which is super busy this time of year. And we try to be loyal because you try to get the product back out as fast as you can, but you don't want it to come back. So
yeah,
that's
I understand.
What
that's surely,
do.
Yeah.
So we can be 2 to 3 weeks out on that, but most of the time we get it out there.
Y'all still got the Wilmington grill?
We do. We got Wilmington. We've got Traeger. Traeger's over there now, too.
Wow.
Good stuff.
And we got Speed Queen washers and dryers.
Now, where are the washers and dryers?
They're on the other side.
Oh, okay.
They're at the back on the other side. So we got the Speed Queens, we got refrigerators, we got freezers. So,
good gracious.
This is a good place to get some exercise. It's a big place.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to walk around here.
Is there anything y'all don't have?
Well, if you don't need it.
Now, that's a question.
But like I said, we just try to be a good public service. So when somebody comes to the door, we want them to feel welcome. Because if you're spending your money, you don't need a hateful clerk coming up.
No,
hey,
you didn't. No.
No, you want somebody.
Mr. Wumble wouldn't want that.
Mm-mm. That's one of the rules. He said he can take care of both of them. You can either straighten your attitude or you can go. So he can handle it.
That's right. You don't have much of a choice there. Well, Sue, anything else? What would you like to tell the people today?
that we love them.
Okay.
Yeah, of course you do.
And we have country ham, which is very popular.
Could you cook some up right now with some eggs?
I will. I got eggs over there.
So well, I'll fire the grill up.
That's all right. Take your time.
And we got side meat, cheese, jams, local honeys.
And that's watermelons and cantaloupes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go eat during this break. Thank you, Sue.
Yum.
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTM. On WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. We're at J.E. Womble and Sons in Lillington. We had such a nice drive down. There's so many pretty. We saw, Rufus, we saw, before we left Raleigh, out near you, a beautiful bright red. I mean, it was just a real true red crepe myrtle bloom.
Yeah, so I've never seen one quite that red.
Yeah.
I think I have one coming, though, that Phil gave me that has dark, dark black leaves and very red blooms.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll really be something. And that's most of those are smaller ones, aren't they? Or is this?
Yeah, this one's smaller.
Yeah.
So, Gardner's Main Street has...
Pull your mic up a little bit there, Steve.
They're in full bloom, and it is just a magnificent strip.
I need to drive past that, yeah. And I've been worried about crepe myrtles, but we haven't heard about that, the disease. Aphid is an aphid that's been attacking the crepe myrtle, some kind of insect. And we thought we were going to start losing crepe myrtles, but I haven't heard a lot about it this year.
This has been a huge bloom year.
Yeah.
My sinuses will tell there that.
Everything looks good. And do the daylilies look better this year than they ever
have? We've had one of the best bloom years we've ever had. And we still have the ones that are still blooming. We have one that's named after our garden, Just One More, that has a huge yellow bloom on it. And this is the first year the deer haven't got to it, and we've been able to enjoy it.
Yeah. You have something, I think I asked you last time, Steve.
Yeah, you brought a bunch of photos and books.
Yeah, my cousin Gladys, who's got a great tomato, gave me something called Carolina Gold. Is that, are you recalling Carolina Gold?
You mean a daily?
Daily, yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't have it.
Yeah, well, it's big. It's huge. And I'm looking here at the one I won. We were up there one day, Mike, when they're having the Hemerocallis Society at North Raleigh, and I brought one to get Steve to identify it, and he said, well, let's just enter it. And lo and behold, about 3 o'clock, you called me and told me, said, you won a first prize, and it was, what, Floraplena. Floraplena that I got from my mama, and I don't know how to describe it except a reddish, beautiful thing, and what I have here that... Steve has brought me and his dear wife a white daylily. I've never had a total white daylily, and it's called Mal, M-A-L.
And Mal.
Mal, Mal.
There's a Carolina Gold daylily.
Oh, good gracious, yes. That's it.
Yeah.
You see that, Steve, that Carolina Gold there?
Did you... Okay, I went into the database.
Let me see. I don't know if I can. I was trying to.
There it is.
Save this. Save
yeah.
the image.
Yeah, Carolina Gold.
Yeah, it's on the database.
All right, I'm going to do.
If you go to the Daylily, if you type in Daylily database in your search engine, it'll bring up the American Hemerocallis Society's.
Right.
Database, and if you type in the common name, it'll give you the data sheet, which is what we brought you. That's
right.
From the database.
Yeah.
When you get ready to plant that, we brought you a daylily. You were
Looks
mentioning
like a, whole
a couple of weeks ago that you had never seen a white daylily.
Right.
So she got a burr and said, we're going to give him one.
Bless you.
And when you get ready to plant that, what I normally do is when I dig the hole, I put cow manure and topsoil in with the mix.
Right.
And then put some put the roots in, and then put some root starter on it. Water it with some root starter.
I don't have any root starter.
Well, that's, I mean.
You got any at the place, Phil? Root starter?
You ready? They got
root
some?
Stimulator, root starter.
We got hormone.
Hormone.
You don't want to put hormones on these roots. This is like a liquid.
Powder.
This is like a liquid fertilizer.
Put your microphone on, Phil.
We've got the rooting powder. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're like a root tone.
Yeah.
So this is different from root tone.
This is liquid. This is a.
You mix it up.
And it's not a hormone.
No, it's just. Actually, it's a high. Third. What is it? Phosphorus. It's a high phosphorus fertilizer.
So is it like Biotone that the Espoma
people put out something?
Oh, okay. Okay.
But this you mix in water, and then I just put it on the roots to stimulate the roots. It helps them to adjust to the soil. And I have real good success with that.
How about that? Well,
I always make a little mound so I can get my roots all spread out. And I just got some, somebody gave me, who was it, some irises, and I was thinking, well, you don't do dahlias like the iris. You got a whole lot of that tuber sticking up on the iris, but you got to go on down to the outer rim of the daylily, and I've still got a couple blooming now, and they seem to be very akin to this one right here.
Second horizon.
What's this one called with the purple?
Second horizon.
What color is that root? That's got the it's white with the
purple
eye. Yeah.
Second horizon. Yeah.
So Steve, how does one divide, and when do we divide daylilies?
Well, this is obviously in this heat is probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes in August or September. What I do is I just dig up the whole clump, and I'll take a sharp shovel and just split it, and then I'll put some of it back in the ground and then find an enemy, a frenemy somewhere and share it with somebody.
A frenemy?
A frenemy.
I've got those.
Yeah.
Our tomato plants have done well, too. The only problem this year is...
It's time to break.
The only problem this year is the water has been coming in stretches.
Yeah.
And my little grape tomatoes have been splitting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I haven't seen that.
Everybody, oh, yeah.
So I'm just making
ones,
sauce out of them.
How about that? Okay.
Oh, I found a Greek recipe.
We got a break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener. We're back at WPTF at J.E. Womble & Sons in Lillington. Almost said Fuquay Verena. We aren't there far. We got Kalibbit Springs and Kipling and Lillington and all down through there.
Yep.
It's pretty country. It really is. All the crops. We were talking with two very distinguished gentlemen this morning, Congressman Etheridge and Representative Howard Penny, and both are farmers, and the crops along 401 look very good.
Yeah, they did. I saw two really nice tobacco crops.
I did too.
And I haven't seen a lot of tobacco. Well, I haven't seen it look that good in a very long time.
I know. It was
beautiful.
So, yeah. And Rufus saw him some sorghum.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with sorghum because I don't recall it growing in the mountains.
I married a dairy farmer's daughter.
Oh, you know about sorghum, man.
Well, I worked in tobacco down here in Harnett County, so it brought back some memories. I won't say they were good ones.
I know. It was it was hot back then, too.
Well, yeah, I worked when my uncle...
Did you prime or did you hand or what?
I was handing because I was...
Oh, you didn't make
as much
money
then. I probably wasn't 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
Making,
you didn't make any good money until you started priming.
25 cents an hour, and
I think I still got some gum on my
hand. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think I do.
You can't
and
get
some,
it all.
I think I got some tobacco worm on my leg, too.
That's a big red spot.
Oh, man.
Well, y'all ready for the Cliff Joyner saying of the day?
Cliff said he didn't hear us live last week, but he did listen to the podcast. You can listen to the replay, by
okay.
the way.
Okay, this is a great one. The greatest mistake you can make is to be continually figuring that you'll make one. So don't think I'm going to make mistake all the time because you'll make one.
That's the way I am. I know I'm going to make a mistake. It's perfection, this Virgo perfection stuff is
now,
terrible.
Albert Hubbard said stop doing that.
Hubbard?
Yeah, he was a great sloganist, Albert Hubbard.
I knew Uncle Charlie Hubbard. That's Melissa.
Oh, absolutely.
Melissa's Uncle
Charlie.
He was
the Reverend, wasn't he?
Reverend Charlie. Yeah, he was the Reverend at many great churches down in Wilson, and he was at University Methodist in Chapel Hill and knew all the movers and shakers, so much so that on his 75th birthday, Kay Kaiser came to his birthday party in Pittsburgh.
Well, there. I knew a Charlie Hubbard up in Roxborough, who was a great lawyer.
Yeah.
And was a great supporter of mine, and I'm sure our friends up there listening today would remember Charlie Hubbard. Because if you want to do anything anywhere in Roxborough area, go see Charlie Hubbard.
Well,
not the Reverend, but my Charlie.
Reverend Charlie Hubbard was a cat bird, man. I'll tell you, he was a great athlete. He held records, track records at Carolina for years and years. He played football back in the 30s, but he held track records for many years at UNC.
Yeah. And, Phil, you know, you've never talked about you were very good in high school, I understand, at basketball. You were good, weren't you?
Melissa played basketball in high school,
Go ahead
too.
And admit it.
Were you good? Did you shove people around a lot?
I did.
Okay. Still doing that, aren't you?
I was in probably one of my best games was in Fuquay. Played in Fuquay because we played Capital 2A, and that was I learned a lesson that day. The referee, or that night, he told me, if you say one more word, I'm going to put you on the bench. So
you didn't get thrown
out? Were you mouthing off at him?
No, it's just I didn't like the way he was calling the game, but, you know.
Well, that ain't none of your business. You got to let the man do his job.
I was playing.
Well, I know, but.
Anyway, the good news is I played the game and we won.
How about that?
Yeah, I had a really good time playing basketball.
Yeah.
It was good.
Sports
was
is
good.
Fun. Sports is team
it was
sports
good.
Is great.
It kept me in really good shape. I mean, you know, we had to work to play basketball then. We had to run lap the football field like several times, and we had to do laps before, in the middle of practice, and at the end of practice.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was hard.
Yeah, right. Running laps is bad.
Yeah.
That's torture. Yeah. But
you had to do it. Yeah. I mean, you have to, you know, you had to shoot 20 foul shots without missing one.
So what's going on at Campbell Road Nursery? What's pretty right now?
Campbell Road, we've got a new crop of sun patients.
Ooh, yes.
And we've
reminder.
Got,
tell us about sun patients for the uninitiated.
Sun patients are a type of New Guinea, and they do well in the sun, and they will they'll have some wilt in this heat late in the afternoon, but they'll come back in the morning. They'll be fine. They're just every plant right now is struggling with the heat.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it necessarily needs more water. You need
that's
to
right.
Pay
when,
attention
when,
to that.
That's something that Nelson talked about one time. Somebody asked her a question about hydrangeas and were just drooping. Right. And that's because they're hot. And don't you droop?
Totally.
Keep feeding them water and they're really going to droop.
That's exactly right. You'll drown them out. So we have the best crop of perennials that we've ever had at the nursery, and they're not leftover perennials. I have tried with Gail's help and Dan and some of the others and Lane, I have tried to keep perennials coming every week something new coming almost every week. And we've got really beautiful plants right now. They don't look like they're struggling that much in the heat.
Yeah.
The perennials don't. Some of the annuals are. They get because they're in the smaller containers. They get dried out, and you know, within 5 or 6 hours after you water them.
So have you got? I've got things still in pots, containers that I haven't planted
mm-hmm.
yet,
mm-hmm.
but they look great. We've had so much rain,
right,
that they haven't suffered a bit.
No,
and stuff that is newly planted. I've been going a lot,
right.
So none of it looks bad. We're lucky this year.
No, we've been very fortunate.
Very rare.
And of course, you're up in North Raleigh a little more. So y'all have had more. It's
way
seems
up,
like
way
it
up north.
Well, yeah,
accents
it seems,
change up there.
It seems like it splits at Jordan, Lake Jordan. It splits and it goes north and it goes south. And we always say that we're in the Swift Creek bubble, but we've gotten some good rain. But we haven't gotten those late afternoon thunder showers. We can
I had one
see
yesterday.
Them go north. Yeah, see,
I had one yesterday.
We haven't had one in probably since last Monday.
Phil, so, does it hurt to fertilize things in the very hot weather?
I would not put any fertilizer on anything.
I figured that.
No
even something
way.
With low nitrogen in it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put out anything.
You don't want it working against this heat, do you?
That's right.
No. It's got salts and things like that. You're just going to burn it.
It just gives it a plant more to have to deal with, and
that's exactly right.
Repeat what Lane said about those blueberries that were kind of bitter.
Okay, and this is what
sour.
Happens. Right, this is what happens to fruit. This is what now our figs are good; they're starting to come off. But this is what happens to fruits. What happens to plants? Just plants, period. And it's happens to us, like Mike said. When you don't get a break at night, and the temperature stays 76 or 78 degrees at night, and you get up in the morning and it's that same humidity and heat that you face when you walk out the door, you don't get that break in it. The sugars, especially in fruit, the sugars don't process correctly when they don't get a break like that. They have to have some cooler weather.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yes. Yes.
And I don't think we're going to get – I think it's, according to meteorologists, it may get warmer next week toward the end of the week.
The humidity is supposed to go down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for that. I hope that happens. But we're just in July.
But, you know, when I was in Israel, it's very arid.
Right.
And that bothered me. It was so dry.
Yes.
I couldn't drink enough water,
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't enjoy it. And I assume the same, in parts of California and Arizona,
and
very
Texas,
arid place, Texas.
Parts of Texas
parts of
as
Texas,
well.
Yeah, parts of Texas are very humid. But that bothers me, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's that dry. And then when the wind's blowing, it's even worse.
Yeah, because, it's the same in winter, but it was very much a... It was cold in Israel when we were there.
Yeah, yeah, it was
cold and arid.
Right.
Very, very.
Yeah, sinuses don't take too kindly to that.
Yeah, that's true. plants have to deal with a lot. They are probably better about adjusting than we are sometimes.
They are, but it's always like I say, plants are just like humans in a lot of ways. And so if you're feeling the stress of the heat, just know that your plants are too. But like we said a little bit earlier, don't put too much water on them. Because just because they're wilting down doesn't mean they need water. And we do have a really nice crop of annuals right now. As well as perennial, so
kind of dress up a yard a little
bit. Just add some color to it, and it's good time. I mean, it's still not too late to put some summer things in.
Yeah, wonderful, Rufus. What do you got there? These are our nice listeners brought.
My friends brought. Have you ever seen a tomato like this, Phil?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Mike.
Wow, they get smaller and smaller.
I've got some peppers about like that.
You know, we had a tomato plant. Melissa planted one in a pot last year. I don't know which. It wasn't a Sun Gold, and it came back.
Yep, they will.
It is so. I mean, we have so many problems with tomatoes, but you know the smaller ones.
I only do containers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I only do containers, so I don't have to weed.
So what variety is this? This is the size of a marble.
I don't know. I went to your tomato guy at the farmer's market. Is it Gerald?
Gerald.
And he gave me a Rufus plant.
Is that Mexico midget?
I can't tell you. I got the tags, so I don't remember the name. I was keeping tags.
Well, how is the Rufus plant? Do we get kind of mixed information about that?
Well, it's not the greatest as far as quantity, and it took me a while to realize they don't get totally red. It's like a pinkish color on the outside, and then the very bottom's almost green.
Interesting.
Not a lot of blooms. I've maybe gotten 6 tomatoes total, and they're a good sandwich size.
Well, the best thing is, what did they taste like?
They tasted good once I realized that I don't need to leave them on the vine. I was waiting for them to turn red.
Oh, okay.
So do you like just regular loaf bread?
No, we make ours on buns.
Bun?
It's perfect. See? It's round.
See, everybody has a different take on it.
Ballpark buns. They're fresh and soft. Yeah.
Well, when I go to Merritt's, I get 3-seed bread, you know, a grain bread, heavy grain bread, and I've eaten pumpernickel and rye, and it's good.
And they make all kinds of buns now, too, if you look.
Yeah, that's right, they do.
Sourdough buns, potato buns.
Why buns? Why do you like buns?
Because it's round, and I can just slice a tomato and duke some
out. That's right, oh. Oh, okay, everything's got to be proportional, hasn't it? I got it.
Put a little lettuce on there for crunch.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Well, nice talking to you folks.
Duke.
Yeah.
Thank you. Duke's thanks for coming by.
You got to put mayo on both sides of the bun, though.
All right, we're back. We'll be back from J.E. Wumble and Sons in Lillington coming up on the Weekend Gardener.